Welcome to Keen Immunity. I've only been waiting my entire life to do this. No, I'm kidding. That would be really lame. Anyway, I am really excited about Keen Immunities. Yay! Keen is my favorite band. And yeah, so Jeffers is up first. Enjoy.
The man I see, where I'm supposed to be. I lost my heart, I buried it too deep under the iron sea. Crystal ball, crystal ball, save us all. Tell me life is beautiful. Mirror, mirror on the wall. Life's ever more unclear. Not sure I'm even here. The more I look, the more I think that I'm starting to disappear. Oh, crystal ball, save us all. Tell me life is beautiful. Mirror, mirror on the wall. Oh, crystal ball, hear my song, fading out, everything I know is wrong, so put me where I belong. Don't know where I am, and I don't really care. I look myself in the eye, there's no one there. I fall upon the earth, I call upon the air, but all I get is the same old vacant stare. Oh, crystal ball, save us all. Tell me life is beautiful. Mirror, mirror on the wall. Oh, crystal ball, fading out, everything I know is wrong, so put me where I belong.
Keen Immunities.
Oh yeah.
I've been waiting for this forever. I hope we get some on like the show too.
Yeah. Oh, I think we've gotten at least one.
Yeah, I think Cookies did some Only We Know from her like labeled file or whatever. So
yeah.
I could only hope. Okay, Jeffers. Now, alright, I'm going to be completely honest, Keen is, like, my favorite thing ever, which, like, everybody knows, because I'm always singing it, and I'm always talking about it and stuff. And so, I thought, though, overall, that this was, like, missing a lot of, like, Jeffers-ness to it. Like, normally you have, like, a ton of emotion and, like, energy in your songs, and that, like, generally makes up for the fact that sometimes you're a little pitchy, and I didn't feel that at all. The only place that I felt like you had a lot of emotion was, Tell Me Love Is Beautiful, that part. You were, like, super into that part. But everything else was kind of for me. It was kind of, I noticed your song was pitched, which is fine. We didn't say you couldn't do that, but I just noticed that, and I wrote it down for some reason. I don't know. This was very, like, it was very, like, mediocre for me. I don't know. Like, I didn't, like, it definitely wasn't a normal Jeffers cover, and that disappointed me.
Yes.
So. What did you think, Val?
My only note was that it was pitchy in some parts, but... I think, like, on the choruses, mostly we're kind of veering off, and that was kind of it. I like that you kept on saying Crystal. I was like, oh, he's talking to me. So, yeah, that's pretty much all I really had.
Oh, he's, like, talking to me.
I know. Oh.
Yeah. All right, well, done then, I guess.
Done.
Up next is Dylan.
Don't know your face no more, or feel the touch that I adore. I don't know your face no more. It's just a place I'm looking for. We might as well be strangers in another town. We might as well be living in a different world. We might as well. We might as well. We might as well. Strangers in another town. We might as well be living in a different time. We might as well.
Started to say Dylan's name like you now, Valk. I was like,
yeah, I am a disease that is contagious.
Yeah, clearly. I'm turning into Valk.
Dun, dun, dun.
Okay, so I was really happy that you did kind of a more, like, obscure Keen song, I guess you could say. What did you think, Valk? I'll let you go first, because, like, yeah, I went first on Jeffers.
Did it sound like a MIDI to you?
Not really. The Keen's first album is very piano-based. Like, it's very, it's, like, mostly piano, like, and drums. So, like, Jeffers was from a later album where they add more, like, synthesizers and stuff. So I think this is not a MIDI. I think it's, like, the one that it normally is.
Oh.
To then my
Keen
knowledge.
Is a MIDI. Dun, dun, dun.
I'm, like, so knowledgeable about my Keen.
The Keenopedia or something.
No, it didn't sound like a MIDI to me, so.
Yeah, I liked this. It sounded like your voice was, like, copping out on you in some parts. I don't know if it was too high for you or if you're sick or something, but, like, on some of the chorus parts, you were, like, really reaching for it, and then your voice would crack a little bit.
Yeah, I noticed that as well. Like, it was like you kind of reached for it, and, like, it was a little shaky. And there's a couple parts where you sounded like you were stuffed up a little bit in your nose. Like, it sounded like you had, like, something caught in your nose. So I was wondering if you were sick as well, because, like, it didn't sound like it was too out of your range when you went up there. It just sounded like you were struggling to stay up there for some reason, so.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah, the emotion was good.
I liked it. I liked it.
Yeah, me too.
I thought you, like, had really great, like, energy on it, and, like, I thought you captured it well, so I was pleased about that.
Yeah, I was interested the whole song, so that was good.
Yeah. Okay, do you want to go straight into results? Because I think we know what we're going to do.
Yeah.
Okay. So, this week, we've decided to give the immunity to Dylan.
Dylan!
I figured, yeah, I don't know, I think we kind of discussed this briefly.
Yeah.
We just felt that you had more emotion.
It was good.
Yeah, but you guys both did good, so thank you for submitting. And we're going to go do the main show now. Woohoo!
Yay!